So the main theme of my latest book, Client-Centric Web Design. Oh, had I mentioned that I've written a book called Client-Centric Web Design and you should go and buy it immediately? I don't think I have. Go and buy it immediately. Yes, anyway, so the main theme of my latest book is one of collaboration. If you want happier clients, better websites, and more job satisfaction, you have to learn to work with your client as part of a team. Interestingly, I'm not alone in this point of view, and I came across a Swashy magazine post that perfectly articulates the point, probably better than I have. In the post, it says, set the expectations from the beginning that you will work with your with stakeholders, read clients, collaboratively. They will help you think through the design every step. If the client is unwilling or unable to spend time and energy on the design as you develop it, find another client. A client who is too busy to get involved in the process is a client who doesn't care. Collaboration is essential to great design. No one person can think of everything or always have the best ideas for every aspect of a product. It takes a group to make this happen. This might require you to occasionally browbeat the client into being available for frequent discussions on new and developing ideas, but the results will be infinitely better. For me, that's key. What those two paragraphs sum it all up. Without it, a project will at best produce a mediocre website. However, I'm interested in your opinion. How do you work with your clients? Do they help or hinder your projects? If you're a client, how do you feel about it? Should there be more collaboration between the client and the web designer? Do you get frustrated when the web designer just goes and works in isolation? Let me know in the comments below.